entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. We are on location this morning. It's Your Business is at the Sioux Empire Mall. No, we're not actually out here shopping. We're here with a very important thing in the year of health and fitness. It's the Sanford Health Fair. Screenings, information, all the good stuff you need to stay healthy. It is show number 640. We'd like to be around to at least 1040. And we have joining us right now, Stephanie Kunkel, who is with Sanford. You're going to tell us what the heck we're doing out here today and how important it is.
Good morning, Bill. Yes, thanks for joining us out here today. We've got a lot of people coming out here to get screened for a variety of different things. Today we're offering heart, lung cancer, and vascular screenings. We're offering mammograms and skin screenings with our dermatology folks, as well as full blood chemistry panels, cholesterol, and glucose testing. And we're doing some free blood pressures while we're at it out here today.
All right. It is important that people take advantage of this today. Mm-hmm. It's till 9 o'clock tonight. So if you're working until 5, you have an hour during the noon hour, you've got some opportunities to come out. They're not free, but they are a bit reduced.
Yeah, they are. The screenings that are being offered today are at reduced rates, and some are no cost at all. We do have free blood pressures and free skin screenings. And most of the screenings that do have a minimal charge are at least half of what they would normally be. So it's a great value. And we will be doing screenings from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So come on out.
So where do they find it in the mall?
In the mall. We are in the Macy's wing and the Sears wing for screenings.
All right. You're going to be in and out with us. Anything that comes up that people don't understand, you'll come back and explain it.
I would love to.
And we've got all these experts. They're going to talk about health in the next couple hours. Is
Absolutely.
That okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Stephanie Kunkel, we appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. So Jody Schwann from the Sioux Falls Business Journal has joined us. Let's see. Is this Friday, Jody?
Oh, I hope so, Bill. Please say it is. Always nice to take a trip out to the mall and see what's new here. So
well,
thanks.
And it's nice when they can put together a health fair with a place that people come. People are walking by us this morning. Fitness is kind of 2014.
I think I'm looking at a lot of mall walkers, actually. There's a good population of those every day out at the Empire Mall. But, yeah, you get lots of walk-in traffic if you're a retailer out here. And certainly if you're a special event, you can capitalize on many, many people that come through here. Our state's number one tourist attraction still. Certainly our cities, right?
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
Even more than Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. But it seems ironic that your cover story is far from the mall. It's a downtown issue.
Yes.
And the fact that they're looking for ways to actually pay or supplement businesses that would come into downtown.
But still pedestrian-oriented, right, Bill?
There you go.
Plenty of walk-in traffic downtown, too. Yeah, what we talked about was a new approach to business development in our Wednesday cover story. There are a number of vacancies along Phillips Avenue right now, and I don't know that this new program is necessarily tied to those or because of those, but it's a nice opportunity maybe for some new retailers that might be looking to open up downtown. Here's how it's going to work. Downtown Sioux Falls unveiled this program this week. If you are an interested new retail business, and by retail that means that the majority of your store must be dedicated to products being sold actually within the store itself, so it's not for restaurants, it's for pure retail, you can apply for this program that will provide you a subsidy, rent subsidy, for 18 months up to $10,000. They start at 50% of the monthly rent and then they ratchet down over the course of those 18 months. So that's the cash side of this, but the really exciting part to me is that these new retailers, if they are accepted into the program, will get some great help with business development from a panel of experts, a team of people that Downtown Sioux Falls is putting together to help with everything from merchandise management to budgeting and finances to marketing. A lot of those challenges that any new business faces, certainly a new retailer does. It's a very competitive world in retail. So they've had a number of interested applicants already talking to them over at Downtown. They're going to continue until the money's gone. They've got an initial pool of $100,000 that they're going to try this out on a pilot basis and see how it works. So I'll be anxious to talk talk to those first initial applicants and certainly to follow their journey in business downtown?
Well, we know that downtown is concerned about their future. And we want a healthy mall. We also want a healthy downtown.
We have an extremely healthy mall, first of all. We have nearly 100% occupancy here. That's not the case right now on Phillips Avenue. There are a lot of spaces that are in transition. We do have 100% occupancy at 8th and Railroad on the East Bank downtown. So that's a clear success story. There's been a lot of interest in that East Bank neighborhood. There's a growing interest in the Uptown neighborhood. So I think just focusing on that core of Phillips and then Main Avenue is probably the next frontier, too. We had a nice story in today's Argus Leader about some potential visioning for Main Avenue. So I think there are good things ahead downtown, lots of planning, long-term planning going on, and this incubator program is another piece of that whole business development puzzle.
One thing I can tell you about Jody Schwann, she travels well with his show. Thanks for being
that.
Out here. But
I get
you
all
like
over town with this show, Bill. Never pass up a chance to come to the mall.
I know, and we appreciate working with you. Jody
Thank
Schwann,
you.
Sioux Falls Business Journal. We'll check out another cover story on Monday.
Sounds good.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, has joined us this morning. I heard you on the Around the Horn.
Yes.
Promoting another topic, and that was?
Yes, our Better Business Bureau Crime Stoppers Shred event. So that happens April 26th. So hopefully we can talk about that in a couple weeks. And people need to start gathering their documents that they need shredded so they'll be ready.
Jesse joins us on Fridays, and we always have a topic we're going to talk about, and then she'll say, we got something that's even more pressing.
We do. Isn't that crazy? I know. It always changes. So this week, we want to talk about this crazy heart bleed bug that is affecting server security on websites. And this was discovered on April 7th, but apparently it's been around out there for 2 years. And it's important. It's important for business owners. It's important for system administrators to check their servers and make sure they're secure. I don't even want to begin. I don't know how all that techno stuff works and how to secure all that stuff, but there's some really popular sites out there that are saying that you need to change your password on them. But we're also cautioning people to not change their password too quickly, because if you change your password on a server that hasn't yet been secured, then you're not doing yourself any good. So the ones that we know that you need to change and that have secured their password or their servers, Facebook is a yes. You need to update your Facebook password. You need to update your Instagram password. LinkedIn is safe. Pinterest, you need to update. You need to update your Tumblr if you're a Tumblr blogger or read any blogs on there. Twitter is still unclear. Not sure about Twitter yet. Apple is, we haven't heard back from them. They're saying no, not right now. That may change any day, though. And then the last big one that I know of is Google and Yahoo. Both of them are telling you their servers are secure, so you need to change your password. Go out to the internet. Mashable is one link. CNET is another. You can always go to BBB.org. And at the very bottom of that page, go on the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And there's a very good detailed article on this exact. It's not a virus. I don't know. It's just one of those cybersecurity nuisances that just extracts all your important information that could make you financially vulnerable.
So if it hadn't been the heart bleed, what were we going to talk about?
Oh my gosh. Well, we have a reoccurrence of the IRS scam is out there again, and that they're knocking
April
on your door.
15th
exactly.
Is the deadline.
Right, exactly. So less than a few days away, they're going to haul you off to jail because you have an outstanding tax bill. So not what we need to talk about. So the IRS never calls you. They're never going to knock on your door.
All right. So if they need more information on any of these scams or maybe to report a scam,
right,
how do they reach you?
First thing they can do is just call us locally here at 271-2066, and they're going to reach connected with our BBB network throughout the Midwest. Or you can always get online to BBB.org.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, thanks for keeping us straight.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. We are at the Sioux Empire Mall, Sanford Health Fair, till 9 o'clock tonight. Screenings, testings, information. Basically, we want to help you stay fit. When we come back, my touch with Sanford this year dealt with some skin cancer that was found, and the doc is coming back around to make sure I'm okay. We'll talk about that when It's Your Business returns. We're back out at the Sioux Empire Mall. It is a big health fair day, and we're going to be here between now and 11 o'clock. We've got a number of our guests that are normally in the show, but we're also going to talk about health, life and death issues. The health fair goes till 9 o'clock tonight. And from Sanford, Dr. David Shields joins us earlier this year. And a rather routine physical, Troy Overbeek at Hartford Clinic found a lump on my right ear, did a bit of a slice and dice. And a couple of days later, I had to come in and meet with a guy named Shields, and he said he could take care of me. We had our good friend from Plastic Surgery Associates, Marvin Smoot, on standby in case this guy that I didn't know that I saw eye to eye with could take care of me. But we're glad you joined us in the mall today.
Good morning, Bill. I had to find my way here. My wife told me that there was a new food court, and I had never realized that, so it's
you
good
and
to
I you. Wouldn't.
Yes.
Now, the real reason I wanted you back was to have you again check the air and not have to pay for it. But the second part of that is we're in skin cancer season, and we finally are getting some sunshine, but you would tell people that you can get problems even when the sun isn't out.
Right. Ultraviolet light is something we get year-round, maybe even in our offices with fluorescent lamps. And our exposure to ultraviolet light is something that eventually we believe, and I think there's pretty good evidence for it, causes basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma. Melanoma is a little more complex, but it's a total lifetime dosage, and so if we're outdoors all our life, if we have a certain complexion, light complexion, it adds up at a period of time, just like you can get too many x-rays, you can get too much ultraviolet light, and it starts to cause us trouble. So mostly, you know, it starts in our 50s or 60s, but sometimes a little younger if you've been exposed a lot.
Well, and from my end, I was a terrible patient because I thought, dark skin that I am, that I could get away without wearing a hat, not putting sunscreen on, even though grandkids, my wife, my mom, all saying, you'd better do that. And finally, the doc said, you'd better do that, and I think I'd better do that.
That's right. You need to protect yourself, and all Caucasians are at risk. We occasionally see people of the darker races that have skin cancers that have worked outside, so it's not a total oddity, but even dark-skinned white people have trouble. So you need to wear a hat, use sunscreen, wear a shirt with long sleeves if you're going to be out in the mid part of the day, especially if you're somebody that works outside. If you play outside, then you need to protect yourself. You won't know that you've gotten it. A sunburn sometimes a warning, so people like me that are Irish and very light-complected, we get a painful warning that we should protect ourselves. But the kind of ultraviolet light that causes us trouble over time is not something we usually notice.
Well, you have talked to me about hats now. You've talked about making sure that that I have a skin cover. You even wanted to have me buy a particular model hat that you thought would be good, just a little Twins baseball cap.
Well,
a loser.
You know, a Twins baseball cap is going to cover your forehead and a little bit of your nose, but misses your ears, which in your case is important. So you need something. We tell people about Tilly hats, which are made in Canada. They're really nice. They've got a broad brim. They wash out good. They've got a tie. But there are others just like that. You don't have to buy that particular brand. Cowboy hats are good. A broad brimmed hat's a useful piece of equipment. You know, what I tell people is that protecting yourself from ultraviolet light is similar to what we do in the Midwest for the 6 months of winter that we have, and that is you cover up, you wear layers, you wear an appropriate jacket, you wear a hat, you put gloves on when you need to, and you get prepared in case your car stalls in the middle of the prairie here so that you can survive the cold. Well, we know we can feel the cold. You can't feel the ultraviolet light, but if you think about it, you can protect yourself from that as well.
When should we call the doctor and have him look at us? So what is a real symptom so that people don't wait too long?
Well, one one thing that's important is that the two common types of skin cancer, basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma, occur mostly on the sun-exposed areas, which would be the face, head and neck areas, dorsal arms of the hands and arms and shoulders, and the via the neck. But melanoma can come anywhere, and so what we tell people is that anything that's new, a pimple or something that comes on and then just doesn't go away, probably should be checked. They don't come fast, so if it's not going away, it probably needs to be looked at.
Well, it looks to me like so far so good with me.
You're looking good, and I've been seeing a lot of you recently, so you know, I think you're doing well, and you actually are trainable.
My wife and grandkids don't believe that. But, Dr. David Shields, we appreciate it. You're part of the Sanford system.
That's right.
And you're in the Tally building. You took good care of me, and I know my family, I think for the most part, are happy that you did.
Yeah, I'm happy I did too.
All right. Thanks,
Bill. Yeah.
We need to shift gears here, as we're going to be doing for the 2 hours. And we do have Heidi that is with us. Heidi Fodness is going to talk to us a little bit about some screenings out here today. This is an important day, and maybe you can help some people like Dr. Shields help me.
That's right. It's a great day at the mall. We are providing heart, vascular, and lung screenings today for $25 each at the mall from 7 to 3.
All right, so people can come out. As we talked a little bit earlier with Stephanie, there are some helps here. It's a chance for you to come out, get the screenings, get that done. Who should do the screenings? Is there a particular age, Heidi?
With our heart screen, our target age is age 40 to 75. With the vascular screen, basically 25 years or older. And then with our lung screening, our target age is 50 to 75 with some pre-qualifiers.
So regardless of age, it's something that you have a chance to do. And how often should people actually have some of these screenings?
With our screenings, the heart screen, the CT calcium score portion of it is recommended every 10 years. However, we can still do the rest of that screen without that CAT scan.
Now, you guys have done these kind of health fairs. What do you call it as successful? Have you helped one person?
If we have touched the lives of one person or helped somebody start their next step in prevention by having a screen, I feel very good and we've done our job.
Well, there's a lot of people in the mall this morning. It's a nice day to be out and about. It's kind of the last of the 70s next day or two. So, you know, you may want to be outside today, but take an hour, take 2 hours to come by the mall. Tell people exactly where they go in the mall, because if you're a man, it was kind of like Dr. Shields. He didn't know where the food court was, yet I would have had the same problem. So we want to get people here, and we want to get them tested.
We are doing our screens in the Macy's wing today from 7 to 3. Please stop by. Even just come visit with us. Find out about our screens, and we'd love to help you. Screening saves lives, and we would like to be the first step in prevention with you.
Well, in a year that we are talking health with a lot of different groups, we felt this was an important place for us to be today between 9 and 11. We're going to be out here. If you want to come by our booth, we're right beside Lane Bryant, right beside Pro Sports. And we'll be happy to visit with you. Just come by, say hello. But the big thing is take care of yourself today. Your family will appreciate it, and we'll just be happy to see you. Heidi, we appreciate it. We'll be talking about this through 11 o'clock this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more from the mall. We've talked about the lung cancer screenings. We're going to talk about one of the real fears about lung cancer with Mike Osted from Dakota Radon. That and many more topics today from the mall. Through 11. Hey, we're back on location at the Sioux Empire Mall, and one of the things that I had to make sure that happened before I came to the mall. And we're going to talk health with about 22 guests in the 2 hours, is to get a good night's sleep on my Comfort King. And that was important because I needed to be able to be well rested when I was going to face Tim and I was going to face Mike and all these people that had my best interest in mind. Comfort King with the factory here in Sioux Falls with Chris Larson actually said, are you getting a good night's sleep? And I had to say, no, I kind of worry about the show in the middle of the night. I can't sleep. And they said, well, we have the thing for you, this zero gravity bed that lets you control one side of the bed. Your wife can control the other side. And chances are, if you've been married 40 plus years, you don't agree on much anymore anyway. And for us, that that made a big difference. And last night, I got to sleep as long as I wanted. I was ready to get up. My feet hit the floor, and by gosh, the devil was not happy that I was out and about and I was going to do another day, thanks to Comfort King that had set me up so that my best investment is my business investment, my interest, so that I can be with you with our It's Your Business show every day. And with our friend Mike Osted from Dakota Radon Mitigation, we just talked a little bit about the lung cancer screenings that are going on today. Somehow that just fits right into Dakota Radon.
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Good
morning.
Great
to be out here live at the Empire Mall at the Sanford Health Fair. Yes, they have the lung cancer screening options available. There might be a couple of prerequisites, but those are available to a lot of people here. And even my brother Dave, who is a guest at other times of the show, I think I heard he was out here to do a brain scan check, and we're happy to report they found nothing.
Oh.
So he...
I'm not sure that's positive or negative, but we'll just go forward with that.
He's not here to defend himself. But radon, gas in homes, an odorless, colorless gas that gets into the home from the ground naturally, is a second leading cause of lung cancer. Elevated levels in the home are the second leading cause of lung cancer. Secondhand smoke is not the second leading cause of lung cancer, but the elevated radon level in homes. It is something that can easily be checked in the home affordably by to the consumer through electronic testing or through hardware stores or mail-in offers to find out if your home has an issue. If it is, that is what I do at Dakota Radon, address homes and get that radon level down.
And the Cancer Society has put out releases about the importance of making sure your home is as much radon-free as you can. The ventilation needs to be good in the house. You write for magazines that are a part of it here in Sioux Falls. You're on Kello TV, which is one of the sponsors of this health fair as well. So, you know, you're there. They're asking you to speak about it. And in the last few years, there's become even more and more important, says it's become more and more a part of a closing on a lot of houses.
Yes, Bill, and we've talked about this, but not everyone is aware that one of the many hats you wear is that of being a real estate pro. And oftentimes these radon issues do come up during the home sale, during the pre-inspection, and it's something that needs to be addressed then. What we want to also address to the radio is be prepared, plan ahead before that, just because you may it can still be an issue whether or not you're selling the home. Check it now.
Well, and that is the most important thing. I don't know how many times, and we do talk about this, and when clients come to us and they want to look at a house, or somebody is selling a house, I'll mention the word radon. Have you had it tested? They said, no, should we? I said, what do you want to do if you happen to find that the level is 4.0 that the government talks about? But, you know, that's a level that even you could accept, that the government figure would be pretty close to right.
Yeah, and it's not uncommon to have homes above that level. In South Dakota, it's not mandated. We're not into that regulation part. Some states do. However, stay ahead of that.
Yeah, and if you got kids or grandkids, and that's one of the questions we're asking now, how much do you use your basement? If you're using your basement a lot, you never know in your neighborhood, regardless of the age of the house, if it's a new house, what might be coming out of the ground.
Yeah, it can affect, as you said, any type of home, a split foyer, a ranch, a new construction house, or an older classic house, Victorian in the historic district. Each home may or may not have a radon issue.
All right, so how do they reach you and the A-Team?
The A-Team, the best way to reach me at Dakota Radon is via phone. 605-201-4704. I've got a new website coming online here at dakotaradon.com. There's some more articles that give more salient, in-depth information at the Home Builders Home Ideas magazine at homeideas.com and keyword Dakota Radon. Those are ways to get more information and contact me for free estimates and quotes and answer questions about how to easily and affordably get your home checked.
Okay. Mike Austed, Dakota Radon, appreciate you taking the time. Again, lung cancer, not something you play around with. Thanks for being with us at the mall.
Thanks, Bill.
You and I at the mall, believe that. How's that?
Yeah.
We're going to shift again to the digestive health in the gastro clinic. Tom Bordahl has joined us. Tom, good morning.
Tim,
excuse me. I can't read. I'm going to have an eye test.
That's all right. Thanks.
You do that too at Sanford?
Well, we can figure that out for you. That's right. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it very much.
All right. So the tests that are being done out here today, what are you doing?
We're the Center for Digestive Health isn't performing any screenings today. But what we're encouraging people is that we're focusing on two key areas. First of all, I want to let everybody know that April is Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month. It seems like most of our cancers have a month, and April, we try to spotlight or highlight esophageal cancer because many, many people suffer the symptoms that, if untreated, can lead to esophageal cancer. And why is that so important? When you can go to the store and get the purple pill and treat your reflux disease or your acid, well, the issue is esophageal cancer is one of the most deadly cancers that we deal with today. And in fact, once you've developed esophageal cancer, there's an 80% mortality rate in 5 years. So what we focus on in the Center for Digestive Health is screening patients who've complained to their primary care doctor about chronic reflux disease, difficulty swallowing, maybe they have hoarseness, they developed a cough. But those types of symptoms that untreated may be the sign of a more serious problem.
Tim, I know that March was colonoscopy month.
That's right. Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month is in March.
And my wife just happens to work GI, has done that for 30 years.
She's one of the valuable members of the team in the Center for Digestive Health.
Well, and it is important that people have that checked. You'd better check it sooner than later.
Right. Yep. Colorectal cancer is, it used to be the second leading cause of adult death from cancer. It's now the third. And we think part of that is because people are getting the screening. They're following the advice of their doctor and the literature, and they're getting in and getting a screening for colorectal cancer. And it's one of those cancers that when we do the procedure, we can eliminate the problem, and people can survive beyond the simple polyps and other problems that they have.
All right, so somebody thinks that they have a problem, haven't done a checkup in a long period of time, what do they do?
The key for us as specialists is to really encourage our patients to develop a relationship with a primary care physician. They know you best. Primary care physicians, especially in this area, are very, very good at doing a fully complex and thorough physical examination. And just with a few simple questions to their patients can determine, is this reflux problem serious? Is it something that needs to be evaluated? And then they connect with us and get you in and get you seen, and we do some procedures and some of the new exciting technology that we have can help mitigate this disease before it gets out of control.
Ironically, too, people will find out that there was some problems with their digestive in the family. And a lot of times they haven't talked with those younger members of the family. Sometimes it comes back to haunt them. And that's one of the things that we would encourage people to do is to check with your family. See what kind of history you have.
Absolutely.
In the family.
Thank you for that. That's so important, especially, you know, colorectal cancer. There are some familial connections to colorectal cancer. And so that's such great advice. Really appreciate you bringing that point up.
Tim Bordahl, not to be confused with Tom Bordahl, who my eyes got checked here while we were doing this. You guys are fast out
That's
here.
Right, yeah.
At the fair today.
Thank you.
So it's just a matter today of taking care of yourself. If you don't do it, who will? Maybe your wife will. If you're a husband, you need to take care of your wife. Just make sure that this be a checkup day. It's a nice day to do it, a nice day to get outside. And if you're a man, you can go along to the mall, do the test while she shops, if that's what you have to do, or vice versa. We appreciate you being with us, and we hope people will take care of themselves today.
Well, thank you for having us very much.
Thanks, Tim. When we come back, we're going to talk with a guy that is going to talk about exercising. He's kind of looking at where I'm at, what I need to do. He's going to straighten me out when It's Your Business continues from the mall.
Yeah.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We are at the Sioux Empire Mall today, and it's a day that we're talking health. Come out, take care of yourself. Don't just do it adequately. Do it fair. Do above fair. Just come out. The doors are open till 9 o'clock. There's all kinds of screenings. Come out, do the little walk around, get yourself feeling good. And we'll be talking a little bit more with Stephanie to start the next hour. But Reagan Clemenson has been telling me about his new project with Sanford that really fits him. It's called Profile. He gets high marks from Sanford employees and those just trying to exercise. Reagan, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about this process, which is getting such high attention and good marks all across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. So Profile by Sanford is a safe and effective comprehensive weight management system. It was designed by Sanford Health and physicians. You know, we understand how important it is for people to be healthy, and Profile is all about helping those people become healthier, primarily through losing weight and becoming more active.
All right, so we have somebody listening today, regardless of age. How do they start with Profile? How do they find this, Reagan? Took me 3 days, but I mean, you're busy with what they told me.
That's right. So, you know, we started here in Sioux Falls a couple of years ago, and we've branched out. We have locations currently in Sioux Falls, Fargo, Bismarck, Bemidji, and Worthington, and plans to expand about 7 more stores in the near future. We have our first store over on 69th in Minnesota near Tinner's in that strip mall, and our second store on 27th in Minnesota in the old Blockbuster building. Profile is really designed for people of all ages, any type of weight to lose. We have people that just want to come in and lose 15 to 20 pounds before a wedding or event coming up, and we have people that we've helped lose over 150 pounds. So we're excited.
Well, the one thing with Sanford, when you got a hospital involved, they're not going to give you just a crash diet. They're going to give you something that is going to be healthy. And that, you and I have both seen people that have lost a lot of weight and gained it back and actually doubled their weight and what they gained back. So from your end of it, the Sanford side, with wanting to be healthy, putting the Sanford stamp on it, should mean a lot to the people listening.
That's right. And, you know, being that Sanford Health did create the program, the number one thing that we focus on is making sure this program is safe. This program is safe and effective, and it's that way because of the resources that we have at Sanford Health. You know, it's starting to get a lot nicer outside. Our members are enjoying the weather because they're feeling more active. We help them not just get down to an active weight or a more comfortable weight, but we help them keep the weight off. The most important thing with Profile is sustaining the weight loss that our members are seeing.
So the most asked question you're getting right now?
The most asked question.
Like I've never asked you that question.
Yeah. You know, I think is just what does it consist of? And, you know, what differentiates Profile from some of the other companies? And I would say, you know, there's really 3 elements to Profile. There's the meal replacements that are always used in conjunction with grocery foods. Secondly, we utilize technology products and devices that help our members track their progress. And finally, our coaching is just amazing. We have coaching support for our members to answer questions, help keep them accountable, and just be there all along the way during that individual's journey.
You know, the fact that you've got Sanford employees talking about it, sometimes the hardest thing to sell is, or to encourage people to do, is something that's within their company. But the number of people that I've talked to at Sanford that say, you got to do something about this Profile, because they are fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're growing so fast because the folks that are on the program, not just Sanford employees or patients, but other community members and you know, employees throughout Sioux Falls, they know that it's effective. They know that it's a safe and effective approach to weight loss. They see it working. They see changes in their life. They see themselves becoming more active. And because of that, we're just growing so quickly. You know, the primary reason we're growing is through member referrals.
A lot of clubs will tell you that it's mainly women, and they will tell you that it's not a 50-50. Has it been that way in the starting process?
You know, it's really exciting because we have such great male members and testimonials from male figures that are, you know, just doing phenomenal. So I would say it's not just women. It's we're seeing both men and women losing weight. We've actually seen such great improvements for some of our members with high blood pressure or high cholesterol, even type 1, type 2 diabetes. We've seen such great improvements for both men and women.
All right, so if you're a level 2 diabetic, or as one of my workers told me that they told him that he's getting close to that, he needs to straighten himself out, how does that work?
Diet and exercise, that's what they say. Type 2 diabetes, diet and exercise, and we're going to help you with that. Typically, when our members start with Profile, they'll meet with a coach to determine which plan is right for them. You know, we work with people with serious health conditions, and we've got our you know, team of over 1,300 physicians to lean on if we need to. So, you know, the number one thing I'd say is just contact Profile. Let us know, you know, what you're interested in, what your goals, objectives out of the program are, and we can help you get there.
Reagan is with us this morning, Reagan Clemenson. He's going to join us for a couple of minutes at the top of the next hour because we want you to take advantage of this today. All demographics need to be out here. You need to visit. You need to find your Profile, see if it will work. And phone number they call if they can't get to the mall today?
Absolutely. Either visit profileplan.net. Or you can give us a call, 605-370-6309.
Reagan, we'll talk to you next hour, and we hope people will get fit and consider Profile.
Thanks, Bill.
You betcha. Good to see you again. We're going to check with a guy who sent me a text a minute ago and said he is on Profile. Believe it or not, our next guest, who's also a part of our golf show on Wednesday, Dr. Timley Burton, is... very much interested in injuries, those people that are healthy, those people that are not. So, Dr. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing fine. You are on Profile?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure where that information came from. I'm certainly going to look into it, but I'm currently not on Profile.
Well, we'll see if we can get you on it. All right, we are now in day two of the Masters, and we have seen some people that are playing pretty well. We're seeing some that are injured, and it always makes us think about especially orthopedics when we start talking about people that have to be healthy to perform.
Yeah, you know, I recently this week had my golf bag analyzed by Paul Doherty over at Golf Etc., and I recommend anybody who's serious about golf give Paul Doherty a call at Golf Etc. and get their bag looked at. But I swung the club a lot during that evaluation, and then yesterday I woke up in the morning and had some back pain, and I've taken ibuprofen and it's getting better, but everybody should know their own bodies. And if somebody has any lingering ailment that they know isn't getting better when typically it would, I don't think that they should put it off. Just yesterday there was a 32-year-old lady who injured her knee yesterday. She called the office towards the end of the business day. I was able to get her in this morning before she had to go to work. I saw her, and she's getting an MRI of that knee at her lunch break today, and then I'm going to see her on Monday morning to go over the result of that. So she's just another example of someone who can get in quickly at specialty orthopedics, be seen, and get answers to whatever ailments they have.
Well, and that being able to get in to see a doctor is pretty important in this day and age, particularly if you got a nice day tomorrow and you want to get back out and kind of enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, a lot of people will be playing a lot of golf over today and tomorrow. I think Sunday it's supposed to get a little cooler, but certain things are going to pop up, and I think most of the time things are will get better on their own, but it's when those things don't get better, that's when they need to be seen.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton is a part of our golf show that is on Wednesday, 9 to 10 o'clock. One of the things that we really knew that you knew your stuff is when you started talking about these golfers. A guy by the name of Woods isn't there, and there's two or three other guys that have the same trainer that are trying to play out of it this week.
Yeah, I think certain swings will bring on certain ailments, and Tiger Woods is the perfect example of that. When he had the Butch Harmon and Hank Haney swing, that was a lot of trauma going through that left knee of his, and he had stress fractures and different ligament injuries, and he switched his swing to take a lot of strain off of the lower extremities. But with this Sean Foley swing that he has, amongst other professional players, a lot of them, if not the vast majority of them, are having low back issues now.
Well, and we all kind of enjoy the swings that our guys have on golf courses, those guys that are good athletes. But sometimes their bodies have suffered with all the training they've gone through and just the follow-throughs that they have.
Yeah, that follow-through that Tiger Woods and Justin Rose are working with right now, that sort of over-the-top move, is putting a lot of torque on their lower back. Tiger Woods, you know, just recently last week had surgery and couldn't play in his first Masters in maybe 16 years, I believe. Yeah.
Well, your view on what you see for the next couple of days as far as the golf tournament is concerned?
Well, it's surprising to see that those first-timers out there, like Patrick Reed, they're playing pretty good considering they haven't played on those greens in a professional tournament. I think the cream is going to rise to the top with the players that have the most experience with the Augusta greens. And as the greens get faster, which they will, and the pin positions get harder, which they will, I think those players, like Phil Mickelson, who should be able to turn it around, he's plus four now, Adam Scott, who's familiar with them, he's playing well, and you're going to have other players that are used to those greens performing much better, especially as the pressure builds up on Saturday and Sunday.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, how do they reach you if they need to get in quick and take care of their body?
They can call 275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics, and we'd be happy to see you and take care of anything going on.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Have a good day, Bill.
Next hour, we'll talk with another member of our Wednesday golf show. Johnny Miller and Adam Scott are at Golf Addiction. We'll talk about what they've got going this weekend for the Masters. We'll also talk about the Big Sanford Health Fair, as that's where we're at today at the Sioux Empire Mall. We have more to talk about. We want you to come out and get yourself tested, get yourself screened, get yourself fit for a greater life. When we come back, John's going to visit with a good friend of ours, John at Valentino's, all a part of It's Your Business on location.
John Michaels with you, and we've got John from Valentino's, as we're going to be going back to the Sioux Empire Mall coming up next hour with Bill. But, John, give us it's fish variety, right?
Yeah, this is Joy today, too.
Oh, hi, Joy.
We have fish on the buffet today.
Well, Joy, tell us about fish variety.
Well, we have excellent fish. It's Alaskan pullet, and it's fried. And then we have our tomato soup on today, our corn chowder, chicken noodle, selection of different kind of eight different kinds of pizza, our great salad bar.
Right. Now, soups is something that you can have on a hot day, too. Tell us about your soups.
We got chicken noodle soup, corn chowder, which you should put a little bit of those french fries in it. It makes it crunchy if you're, like, crunchy food. And then our tomato soup. And you can ask me, and I'll get you some of the really good cheese to put in it.
Oh, right. And you can request pizza without meat because it's Lenten Friday. Your favorite toppings, you know, lots of things on the menu. So give us what's your favorite for noon today?
The spinach and artichoke pizza. And then we got a good vegetarian for Lent.
Okay. Well, our time is up. Tell them, how do they get a hold of you?
We're located at 2000 West 41st Street, kitty corner from Shield.
Okay. And what are your hours, Joy?
11 today till 9 o'clock tonight.
All right. You're making me hungry, Joy. We'll talk to you again coming up here, and thank you for joining us. We'll be back with Bill at the Valentino's is the place to be right now at noon, but